Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us in worship today.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next slide. The gospel is the gospel of St. John 10:16. Today's gospel reading has me thinking about another one of those teams of friends. This is the one that I use as the title of the ministry. Friends, this too shall pass. If we had a dollar for every time we heard somebody say anything, just say, I don't think we need to collect the dollar. Just kidding. We're Lutherans. Wherever two or three Lutherans are gathered, there will be enough. Jesus knows that they don't understand that he has them. And for this, he ends up giving them a more clear explanation. So, verse 20, he puts the riddle away and it just comes out and says, you will be sorrowful. But your sorrow will turn into joy. So, put it away. Sorrow when it comes time to deliver her baby, but then after the baby is hard. He has to remember that he was transforming Jesus so filled with joy that her child is him. Because we don't understand what Jesus is saying to him, I'm not so sure for myself personally it's very wise in our sense to offer any commentary into that kind of experience that I haven't personally gone through. So I think what I want to do, so bear with me, is I want to talk about this in terms that I actually do understand. So I've been told that passing the kidney stone is just about the only thing that can help you come to the pain of a child. And I've heard some people say that it's even worse than childbirth. I am not going to touch that one. I'll leave that up to those who experience it. But what I know for myself is that I have been blessed to pass two of these little demons into my life myself. And the first time that this ever happened to me was when I was down in Texas serving as a pastor down there. And of course, it hit me for the first time on a Sunday morning. So down there, we had multiple services on Sundays. In between those two on a Sunday, when I had was the preacher, it hit me with this pain in my side like nothing I had ever experienced before. I was doubled over, and I had a couch in my office, so I could just like hop over to my office and I played through the couch. I had no idea how I was going to get through that, how I was going to get through all those surgeries. Thankfully, taking it to a patient medicine first, as they had been able to give me, and I was able to get through it. Found out later, it was due to all the pain that I had been drinking because Jesus was the one. And so, when the problem finally resolved itself, I can't say that I was filled with so much joy that I couldn't remember that it was the one to pain. That is one of the key differences between having a kidney stone and having so I can't say it was like an overwhelming sense of joy, but there definitely was a sense of relief. Like relief that I wasn't going to have to feel that pain anymore, that pain wasn't going to come back until I wisely decided to start drinking tea and then I had to like that in my mind. That's really, I think, the way we ought to look at what Jesus is promising us to do this year. In verse 22, he says that you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Saying that the pain and the grief that they are about to go through, the unimaginable trauma of experiencing Good Friday and watching their teacher, their savior, their friend die this terrible death by crucifixion, and the fear that's about to wash over them, and just the feeling of confusion and uncertainty because they're not sure what they should be doing next, all of this too shall pass. It will all be gone. It might pass like a kidney stone, but it's going to pass. And on the other side, there's something even greater to look forward to than the joy of even holding a newborn in your arms. Because along with Easter resurrection comes this promise of joy that has no end. Joy that cannot be defeated by sin and death. Joy that transcends even this very world's existence, because it's a joy that stays with us even as we cross over from this world into the next. And the same even though he died physically. That's what Easter is all about. And we don't ultimately pass away for good. That's why we make such a big deal out of this every single day. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for church today. Have a blessed week.